Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. As we reported yesterday afternoon, Connecticut State Police have recovered the body of Anderson Guanti, 40, of Brooklyn, New York, from the Housatonic River. They recovered the body yesterday morning. On Tuesday, police were dispatched to the Housatonic River Road in the town of Salisbury for a report of a drowning. Fire department personnel, along with EMS, also responded to that scene. In addition, members of the Connecticut State Police dive team were also dispatched. Members of the dive team returned to the scene yesterday morning and eventually located the body. On July 15th, Dover Plains resident Michael Lifland, a member of the National Association of Landscape Professionals, joined forces with hundreds of other lawn and landscape professionals from across the United States to volunteer at Renewal and Remembrance. That's an annual day of service at Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. The event, which is organized by the NALP, marks the 23rd year now that the industry has come together to help enhance the grounds of the National Burial Site, which serves as the final resting spot for more than 400,000 military servicemen and women and their spouses. Kent Sidewalk Festival will run August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 4 full days. Sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce with Kent Green Shopping Center, Cosi's Pizzeria, and Fat City Screen Printing. The 9th annual Kent Car Show will take place August 3rd from 4 till 8 p.m. on the Kent Green. Great Barrington Firefighters Association has their Main Street Car Show. That happens at 4:30 until 9 p.m. on Main Street in Great Barrington. The 11th annual exhibition at the Norfolk Artists and Friends has invited 9 guest artists to join its 26 members for a multimedia show, including prints, paintings, and sculpture. The show is sponsored by Yale and Norfolk Chamber Music Festival and will be shown in the Patel Steckel Gallery, 20 Litchfield Road, a preview set from 5 till 7 p.m., followed by the opening reception on the 2nd from 5 till 7:30 with wine and refreshments. Kent Park and Recreation has their summer concert series continuing with the Joint Chiefs, 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. Sharon Park and Recreation has their regular meeting 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. In the town of Ankrum, the planning board meeting will happen at 7 p.m. 8th annual Sunset Music Series continues with Blue Yonder. That runs from 7 until 9 p.m., and that happens at the Canaan VFW. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a traditional acoustic musical duo. Keith Murphy and Jan Flaquette take center stage at 7:30. More information at 413-229-2357. St. Andrew's annual tag sale in Kent will take place August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Friday from 8:30 till 10, early bird sales, $10 admission, 10 to 4, free admission. Saturday, 10 to 4, free admission. And Sunday, 8 to 4, 11:30 to 2:30, free admission. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon has their 23rd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing on Friday evening from 6 till 8 p.m. Wine, cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres, admission $40, followed by author's dinners. By the way, author's dinners are sold out, but you can get into the book signing with cash, check, or even a credit card. Also, their annual used book sale happens on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday 10 till 2. Local writer and poet Abby Gallagher will guide adolescents grades 6 through 9th in a writing workshop on Friday. The library is located on South Main Street, Route 82 in Pine Plains. You can register at 518-398-1927. Sharon United Methodist Church will have a half-price sale on Saturday from 9 till 3 in the Cool Church basement. There's lots of different items there. For more information, 364-5814. The 60th annual craft fair will be on the green in Sharon on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. 60 different vendors have signed up for this. You can shop, stroll, visit, and enjoy. The Mount Washington Church Fair will be held on Saturday from 10 till 3 at the corner of Crossroad and East Street in Mount Washington, with interactive activities for kids of all ages, food, live music, silent auction, white elephant tent, free door prizes, vintage clothing, local art raffles, and antiques roadshow with appraiser Charles Frint. Weintog Heritage Land Trust offering the opportunity to view interesting plants and late summer wildflowers in bloom during a wildflower walk. That'll happen August 3rd at 10 a.m. in the Cobblebrook Vista Preserve on Studio Hill Circle. The leader of the walk will be Karen Kelmpothwaite. Noble Horizons welcomes former Stanford University professor Kim Maxwell, who founded the companies that invented the modern dial-up modem and worldwide standard for DSL. They'll be speaking at 11 a.m. on August 3rd at 17 Cobble Road. Standard Space in Sharon has a show with Purdy Eaton. The opening reception will be Saturday the 3rd from 5:30 until 8 p.m. Berkshire Country Store Hot Dog Eating Contest is being held. It's being held on August 4th, that's Sunday at 2:15, at the Berkshire Country Store. It's part of the Weekend in Norfolk activities, which run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More information on Weekend in Norfolk at weekendinnorfolk.org. Sunday evening concerts on the north deck of the Canaan Depot in Canaan, Connecticut. This Sunday will feature Molly Kate. It's put on by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. It starts at 5:30. If it's raining, they move it inside. Michael Brown will offer a free outdoor concert at Noble Horizons on Sunday beginning at 6 p.m. Pack a picnic, enjoy Pondside after the concert. Registration and table reservations are available at noblehorizons.org or at 860-435-9851. The James DeSillo Canaan Exchange Club golf outing will take place on August 5th at Wyandotte Country Club in Great Barrington, with proceeds going towards scholarship for students from Canaan and Falls Village. More information at 860-362-5095. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 333.75 to 26,864.27. NASDAQ starts off today at 2,175.42 and the S&P 500 at 2,980.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.